After a stellar season at Brisbane's La Boite, the Golden Phoenix restaurant is making its way down from the sunny climes of the Sunshine Coast to Sydney's Belvoir Theatre, with plenty of single Asian females in tow. Following a family of whip-swat women in a suburban Chinese restaurant as they grapple with identity, relationships and culture, Michelle Law's comedy Single Asian Female arrives just in time for Lunar New Year, and she joins us on the line now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Now, I just want to say, first of all, thank you. I just love seeing Asian stories that I can relate to on stage and screen. So thank you so much for that. How is it for you, considering it feels so rare seeing these kind of stories on those platforms? So how is it for you bringing it to screen and stage?
It's a lot of fun for me. I guess for me it comes from a place of, obviously, I want there to be more representation, for there to be a more accurate depiction of what multicultural Australia is. And I guess from a personal perspective as well, it's a bit greedy on my part, because I was quite envious of, you know, going to theatre shows, and I like to watch people in the audience. And generally, theatre in Australia can be quite exclusionary, and it's often, you know, white middle-class Australians going to see the theatre, and I'd watch them, you know, connecting with the characters on the audience, or, you know, experiencing some sort of catharsis, and I was quite envious of that, and I wanted to create that feeling for other people as well as myself, which is why I felt like it was a bit greedy. But I thought, you know, if no one else is going to do this, so I need to put my hand up.
Yeah. Now, the story is set in an Asian restaurant, and we've become quite familiar with your family thanks to the success of The Family Law. How much of it is real, real life?
My play is quite Ben's show is quite autobiographical, but my play, Single Asian Female, is fictional. I suppose the experience of growing up in a restaurant is very familiar to me, and that's why it made sense for me as a setting. But in terms of the characters and in terms of the story itself, it's all made up.
Yeah. Now, the story focuses on the matriarch Pearl and her two daughters, Zoe and May. Can you kind of describe their relationship a bit?
Yeah. So Zoe and May, they're two sisters, and they don't get along. And they're both going through sort of pivotal stages of their life. So May's in her last year of high school, and she's sort of grappling with being one of the token Asian kids at school. And Zoe's in her late 20s, and she's trying to figure out, you know, if she needs to prioritize having her career or, you know, potentially starting a family. And then you've got Pearl, their mother, who's really struggling to connect with her two children, because she's not only dealing with generational gaps, she's dealing with cultural gaps as well. And she sort of doesn't want to lose her children, but is seeing them all sort of fly from the nest. And at the same time, she's keeping a pretty big secret from them as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like for a lot of people with migrant backgrounds that they feel this cultural and generational gap a lot more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. You know, and it comes down to just everyday things like, you know, your parents mightn't be fluent in English, and you might not be fluent in their mother tongue. So it can be hard to communicate, you know, certain feelings or certain differences in your upbringing, like even just things like, you know, going out to parties or drinking with friends, and, you know, even dating and things like that.
Oh boy, can I relate to that?
Yeah, for sure.
With that in mind, like, you know, you wrote with your brother, Ben, Shit Asian Mums Say, which is a personal favourite of my mother for some reason. do those elements come out in the play as well?
Definitely the mother character is, she's quite influenced by my own mum and me growing up as mum. So she's quite an outlandish, gregarious character. She's really open with talking about, you know, sex and those sorts of things with her daughter that other families might not deem appropriate.
Yeah. Now, with the whole grappling with this Asian and Australian identity, like for me personally, I shunned my Asian culture quite a bit growing up. only now kind of embracing it. Do the daughters kind of go through that as well?
Yeah, definitely that's more pertinent to May, the younger character in the show. So she's really having to figure out who she is without the, you know, stereotypes or the labels that other people are pushing upon her or projecting upon her, and she's trying to figure out who she is. And she goes through sort of this purging process of getting rid of all, you know, the Asian stuff in her life, without sort of realizing that she is more like that, you know, stereotype of a dutiful Asian daughter, but she wants to figure that out on her own.
You've mentioned, you've said before that this play kind of skewers race and gender. In what way does it do that?
It skewers race in the sense that it's written from the perspective of a person of colour, and it's unpacking those stereotypes and the labels of, you know, what it means to be a single Asian woman in Australia from an authentic perspective as opposed to someone from a different culture writing about us, which is often the case. And in terms of gender, you know, the three lead characters are women at different stages of their life, and they're telling their stories and their experiences. And I think that when they're given that sense of authority and agency to do that, they're actually taking ownership over their lives again. And you don't often see that with female characters or female, you don't often see sort of female leads or women of colour leads. And I really wanted to explore that on stage.
Do you feel that Asians are sometimes being boxed into being the good minority?
Yeah, definitely. I think things are sort of starting to change now, but definitely we are seen as like the model minority, and we try to assimilate and be quiet, and we're not known for speaking out and voicing our opinions, although we certainly do have them. I think that's starting to change now, but I think the reason that racism against Asians still has prevailed to this day and nothing really changes in any significant way is because we are expected to sort of just sit down and be quiet and not raise our voices.
Yeah. And in what way does the play kind of challenge these kind of stereotypes, I guess, of the, you know, the model minority?
Yeah, well, I think because you've got these three lead characters who are Asian Australian and they're completely three-dimensional and it's being told from their perspective, you're actually seeing these characters as fully formed people as opposed to, you know, the stereotypes that we see on TV or on stage as, you know, Asian people being karate masters or running brothels. You know, not that there's anything wrong with those things, but that's not necessarily the experience of many Asian Australian people. Yeah, so I'm excited to sort of to show to expand people's ideas of what Asian Australians are.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And it's all coming on Lunar New Year in Sydney, so
yeah, great timing.
I know, such great timing. But Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me.